Jefferson flies high, diving but not traveling, and snake oil salesman. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. I'm not sure if they're ever going to come down from the high at Muskegon High School that came with winning the Division III 11 player football title at Ford Field a couple of weeks ago. One player who certainly won't be coming down anytime soon is Big Red's quarterback Ladarius Jefferson, who has big plans once he's done with football.
Aerospace engineering, where I want to go outside of this football thing. I mean, I want to build planes. Who don't want to build planes? Who want to be like, oh, Ladarius built this big machine that's flying the air? I mean, it's cool. So, I mean, it's unique.
Jefferson rushed for nearly 250 yards and four touchdowns in the final game against Farmington Hills Harrison and said the victory was something special.
It meant a lot. Like I said, it meant a lot. It's something these boys been dreaming about. I mean, I kid you not, I told Eli Jackson, 44, that eighth grade year we was going to win it. We was going to win it. I mean, we're here. So, I mean, it's a blessing.
You can read more about Ladarius Jefferson on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to the boys bowling team at Cadillac, which in its very first event in its history won the Big North Conference Championship last weekend. And Livonia Stephen ice hockey defenseman Jake Bayoun, who scored a hat trick in an early season showdown victory against Northville. Water is a critical nutrient for student athletes. Dehydration can cause muscle cramps and fatigue. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
In just about every single basketball game that's played during the season, a player will hustle and dive for a loose ball that's on the floor. As that player dives and tries to gain possession of the ball on the floor, yells from every corner of the gym come screaming for a call of traveling. This is one of the more misunderstood situations under basketball rules. Once that player dives for the loose ball on the floor and gains possession, there are two ways in which they're guilty of a traveling violation. The first is if the player takes the ball and attempts to stand up, or the second, the player rolls over from their back to the front or front to back. Other than that, that's a legal play and the ball remains in play.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted, just whistle. Visit the MHSAA website now to be a referee. I saw something online over the weekend which reminded me of the season. No, not the holiday season, but don't you just love the Clapper and Chia Pets? No, I mean the snake oil sale season, where hucksters are dipping into the pockets of our football parents, the gridiron season now complete, to get them to come to their exposure camps and combines with the lure of, wait for it, college athletic scholarships. Parents, save your money. They already know about your kid. In fact, if you had taken the money you put into every camp, combine, club team, etc., etc. over the years, you probably could have saved enough to send that kid to college. And the snake oil sales pitch cuts both ways. So be careful of that dad, or that mom, at the company Christmas party who says their kid got a football or volleyball college scholarship to a Division III school. Sorry, there's no such thing. D3 schools are good at putting together financial aid packages, but they can't give out athletic scholarships. So be proud of Johnny or Janie if they get the chance to play college ball. Just don't lie about that D3 scholarship that doesn't exist, just so you can impress yourself. Entries are now being accepted for the 7th Annual Battle of the Fans, which will pick the best student cheering section in the state for 2017-18. Find out about how to enter on the Battle of the Fans page of the MHSAA website. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.